总统训话。
校长，各位教职员，全体的学生，今天是本校29级的学生毕业。毕业的学生应该要知道，我们中观罗中中观校毕业的学生，对于革命，对于国家，对于我们今后反攻复国的责任，自己有特别的一种觉悟，就是我们罗中中观校从黄埔强败以来，是我们总理所建立来的，就是我们革命的传统精神，要教我们本要毕业的学生，个个人要做我们革命的干部，就是要学我们先烈牺牲的精神，要继承我们革命的使命，才能够担负我们本要毕业的学生，这达到我们心目。这是我们本要的传统历史，同传统的精神。大家今天不管是毕业的学生，应该特别的兴起的东西，是我们全体学生应该要知道，我们是总理所修藏的需要，并且要建立我们革命干部的一个需要。我们在这样的一个需要毕业的一个学生，也就是这一回这一级的29级毕业的学生呢，是我们本要升职新的制度第二级毕业的学生，也就是这位的毕业的学生，我们可以说在我们罗中中间是创造我们历史上成绩最好的一级。这为什么呢？我们能够在这个学校毕业的时候，就是要在我们全国的学生中间考进来以后，要淘汰掉5%以上的学员，只留到我们3%以上能够在这边毕业，就是生活的需要，除了我们海中空中的中之外，生活的全国的需要，全国的大学说没有这样子一个淘汰率，这样子也好的经济的。我们各位的要记住到我们最最低的比你的特别一种光荣，特别的这一种经济。稍息。我们一个青年，尤其我们中观要建立我们今后伟大的事业，无论今后的事业，我们一个青年一定要有2件事情才能够担负我们今后所希望的环境的事业。一个就是考验，第二个就是创造。每一个青年，每一个，也就每一个中人中观， 一定要具备这两个条件。所谓考研的，在我们中观学校来说，就是我们现在130几位紧要的学生，今年我们只能够有80几个学生毕业，这个就是在学校中间4年的考验，我们能够考验得住今天毕业，这是一个在学校里的考验。学校里毕业以后，你们考验的各种的科目呢，格外的严重了，所以你们今后在学科以外的各种的考验，你们能够考验的担当的起来，能够考验得住，不怕危险，不怕艰苦，任何的困难我们都能够考验得住，都能够担当得起来，任何的困难就要打破它，都能够给我们打破，任何的危险都能够给我们克服，这样子的今后呢，你们的考验啊，是要在需要的时候可以说加上水杯，我是加上8倍的一种困难危险的人要考验你们。你们这些本校的毕业的学生，做我们中立革命的信徒，我们就是任何的危险、任何困难，我们要考验得起、考验得住，就是不怕困难、不怕危险，任何的困难、任何危险，我们都可以用我们力量，都可以我们智、用我们的脑筋、智力来打破它、克服它，达到我们最后的心理，这样子才能够成功我们伟大的革命事业。就是今天你们第一个毕业的学生，在校的转校的学生呢，第一件要了解的我们的中人呢，尤其我们已经毕业的一个中官呢，我们要受得住考验。为什么我们学校要这样子严格的一个教育呢？就是要使得你们毕业以后经验需格外的困难、格外危险的一种事业、一种业务交给你们，你们能够刻苦耐劳、损失服从，任何的困难危险我们都不怕，都可以克服它，这个就是要教育我们本校的教育的一个严格，所以要严格的这个道理。第二点，我们特别要知道，一个青年一定要创造，没有创造的一种精神呢，这个毕业以后还没有用处，请求啊，使得你将来这个是考验，就是经不起考验一个样子，所以我们要有创造的精神，强创造的能力，这样子才可以成功伟大的事业。所以我们每一个人一定要创造，怎么样能够创造呢？我们就是任何的事物，任何的一件事情遇到，不要等待上官的命令，我们自己那个自动力能够来处置一切，任何的危险我们没有上官的命令、没有上官的指示，我们都能够自己切实的就能够处理得很妥当，能够得到我们这个环境、我们的行为。所以这个创造呢，是个一个青年没有创造的一种精神，我们不能够成功大事业的。所以我们毕业以后特别的要注重到一个人有创造的一种精神、创造的一种力量、创造的一种胆量，就是我们应该做的事情、应该有发展的事情， 我们尽到我们实际所有的力量，就是应该牺牲的地方我们就要牺牲，应该否则的地方我们就不怕否则，我们要否则。因此我们一个做一个军官，最重要是考验之外要有创造的一种能力。希望大家以后对于幸福的事情不要被动，不要消极，不要等待上官的指示。那我实际应该所看到的，我应该这个是所应该做的事情呢，我一切事情都自动来做。能够发展的事情不要有上官的指示，我直接能够发动，直接能够这个是发展，直接能够处理，直接能够来求这个进步。这个样子一个学生，这样子一个青年军官，我们军队才有希望，我们国家才能够独立自主，独立这个思想。这个两个条件具备了之后，我们才能够做一个反共复国，将来完成我们反共抗俄的这个使命。希望我们今天这个毕业的学员，我毕业的一百的学员，我很希望对于你们的希望是特别的大，要你们做一个我们总理的一个心路，我们革命的干部，你们是非有考验的，就是来的是考验，经得起考验，非有自己有自动自信否则的一种精神，我们这个是不能够答应你们毕业的这个毕业的使命。希望大家特别注意到考验创造，才能够答应我们今天毕业的心毕业的使命。完了。
来宾致辞。
General Xu, members of the graduating class, I consider myself greatly honored to have been invited here to address you on the occasion of your embarkation upon careers as officers of the Army of the Republic of China. Having been a military man most of my life, I cannot help but have an affinity for those who choose the military as their way of life. Also, in many ways, I envy you, for you have potentially the life of a full and rich one ahead of you, despite the dark clouds that seem to hover constantly over our world's horizon. You have chosen a career which can be rich and rewarding, and one of which you can be justly proud. I wish you every success in the years which lie ahead of you.
总统、徐校长以二十九期各位毕业的学生请稍息。今天本人能够有机会向各位毕业就将变成中国陆军军官的各位同学致辞，觉得非常的荣幸。本人是一个军人，所以对于任何挑选军事做职业的这件事情觉得非常的有兴趣。各位，我对各位也非常之羡慕，因为虽然是现在世界风云紧急，前途茫茫，但是各位挑选的一个事业是有一个非常丰富的前途的。各位挑选到一个是一个军事的事业，军事事业有无限的前途，可以各位无限的发展。我敬祝各位在这个事业上前途无量。
May I ask the troops to be at ease?
请稍息。
Yes. At ease. I would like to offer some personal thoughts on the position of military people and military power in the world today. We as military people represent many things to the average citizen of the world. We represent authority. We are keepers of the peace. We are the symbols of power, strength, fear, and in some places and to some people, of death and destruction. We have learned over the many years of history that in time of war, we are viewed as saviors of democracy or of some other philosophy of great value to us. But that in time of peace, we are often members of an almost forgotten sect, and careerists in a profession sometimes looked down upon by a great majority of the populace.
一般的人看来，军人是代表一种权力，一种力量，保卫和平的力量。我们代表权势、力量、恐惧，同时对于很多地方、很多人是一种破坏的力量。我们从历史上看到，我们的战士是军人，是人类的保卫者，是非常受到尊敬与重视的，同时也代表着很多
We have seen the talents of military people and the tools of their profession used to humanity's great advantage, as was the case on Taiwan during the aftermath of Typhoon Billy last summer. We have also seen military men conduct themselves as utter savages, as has been true in the Congo in recent weeks. We have seen stable governments fall because of misuse of military power. And in contrast, we have seen good government result from the proper use of military strength, organization, and ability to stabilize a potentially dangerous situation.
军事力量适当的运用，可以在平时保卫这个配合国家的力量，做很多有益人民的事情。比如说去年八七水灾以后，国军协助八七水灾重建的工作。同时，我们也可以看到，假如是军事力量滥用的话，一个国家就可以变得很野蛮的情形。比如说最近在刚果的情形，在一个国家，假如是他对军事力量不当的运用， 它很稳定的政府就要倒下来。反过来讲，一个国家对于军事力量利用它的适当的组织运用，也能够应付种种危机的关头，那么一个军事力量就可以维持一个很稳定、很良好的一个政府。
So we accept the fact that an army, a navy, an air force, and a marine corps represent power, and that they have the power to do many things. But that word power is often a misnomer, is frequently misused and misunderstood. And the world of today, I feel, furnishes a striking example of this seeming oddity.
所以我们就认为，军队海陆空陆战队是代表一种力量，这个力量可以做很多的事情。但是往往这个解释是被错误的解释到，我们在世界上看到很多
15 years ago, the United States was unquestionably the primary military power in the world. America was undamaged by war, while Russia, China, England, France, Japan, and a host of other countries had been ravaged by military action. We were the sole possessors of what was then the most awesome weapon ever to be used in combat. Our industrial potential was at its peak. Our military forces were well trained, well equipped, well led, and ready for any eventuality. And no single nation or group of nations was in a position to challenge that military supremacy.
15年以前，美国可以说是世界上最强的一个军事的国家。 他是在二次大战中没有受到损害，反之讲俄国、中国、英国、法国等等国家都受到战争很大的损害。美国那时候掌握着世界上最富有毁灭性的武器，它也是美国的工业的前列也是最高，他们的武装部队是士气最高，力量最大。同时在世界上那个时候任何一个国家不敢也没有这个力量去向美国这个武装力量来挑战。
Now 15 years later, what is the situation? The US still is without question a major military power. It possesses the capability of wiping any country off the face of the earth and destroying any aggressor. Our military forces still are strong. Their equipment is excellent, their leadership sound, their morale good, and as was the case in 1945, they are ready for whatever may come. Our industries are turning out a vast amount of goods of all sorts, and our people are prosperous.
15年以后，美国还是是世界上军事最强的一个力量。他十五年来，他这个装备精良，领导有方，士气高昂，在美国本身的工业非常发达，产生很多有用的物资与装备，同时在美国的人民也是非常之富强繁荣。
But in this same 15-year period, what has transpired elsewhere?In that short time, we have seen a weaker power grow strong and expand by the aggressive use of military force. In doing so, they ignored the tremendous forces of destruction that could have been hurled against them. And in addition, they used subversion, money, extortion, torrents of words, science,and the usually successful appeal to the average human being, the hope of power, happiness, and monetary success, all done in a relentless and avowed quest for world domination.
但是在这个过去的15年，我们看到了什么转变了没有呢？有一个比较小的一个世界一个强权的国家，他在15年中，他利用他这个武力而不顾到其他正常武力国家的对他的所采取的行动，他们采取种种的方式，他们采取这个渗透，他们威胁，利用金钱，利用宣传，利用科学，种种的方式来引诱一般的民众，引诱他们，给他们希望，给他们权力，他们的目的就是最终要掌握全世界。
And if the fact that this growing and threatening power has enslaved countless millions of people, if that can be taken as any criteria of success, then they have succeeded to a considerable degree in their avowed quest. And its leaders have done so with the knowledge that at any moment they could have been utterly and completely obliterated by the forces of the free world.
假如我们可以拿掳掠人民的数量来权衡它的成败的话，那么这个集团可以说是得到很大的成功了。而这个集团它的领导人员明明晓得在自由世界掌握着很强大的力量，而谁是可以把他们毁灭的。
How could this happen? There is really no simple answer. But one thing is certainly evident.And that is that overwhelming military power of itself will not deter a determined and ruthless aggressor who is clever enough to know exactly how far he can go without rousing the great power that he is threatening. A state of mind thus seems to be the key to when and where overwhelming military power can and should be used.
因此如何这种事情可以使它发生的呢？这个答案并不是很简单，但是很明显的，单单要用军事力量去阻遏这个侵略是不够的，因为这个侵略的领导者他们很聪明的，他们知道做到刚刚做到哪一步啊，而使得自由世界力量还不至于应用他的军事力量的时候，他们都停止了。因此，我们来应付这种侵略，我们一定的关键呢，是在知道如何。在什么时候、什么方式去运用我们的军事力量？
We believe in the principles of democracy and in the dignity of man. We believe that man deserves a better fate than living in a world divided into two armed camps under the threat of fear, of hardship, and of adversity. It is also our belief that with the lessons of history to go back, no country which utilizes military power as its primary agent for perpetuating the influence of its government is going to remain a major power for a great length of time. And why? Because naked military power, no matter how great, has never yet overcome the desire of people for freedom and for their right to live in peace.
我们都相信民主的原则，我们都相信人类的尊严，我们绝不容忍在世界上有两个极端的存在，使得人民在恐惧、分裂与这个互不信任的情况之中生存下来。我们也相信我们的历史这个教训告诉我们，任何一个国家它利用它的军事力量去侵略其他国家而能够长久生存的话是不可能的，因为这个是很简单的事情。任何一个国家与政府或者一个集团，他们要运用纯粹军事力量的话，它绝不能使得人民克服人民得有自由对于他们和平生活的愿望能够克服的。
The mainland of China is today the best example of this lesson of history. Military conquest won the mainland for the communists. Military power has maintained Mao and his cohorts in power. But this mighty military force, and it is mighty in terms of manpower, has not increased the standard of living, has not brought happiness, far as we know it,but instead has brought discontent and hatred and death.
中国大佬就是一个很好的这个历史教训的一个明证。共匪以军事力量崛起了大陆，毛匪以他的喽啰们以军事力量来占据他们的政权。但是他们的军事力量虽然是以人数上讲是强大的，但是他们并没有为他们人民带来了更高的生活水准，带来了快乐。我们看到的是不满，我们看到的是痛恨，我们看到的是死亡。
In sharp contrast, Japan and West Germany, which 15 years ago were ruthlessly controlled by the military, now have only a fraction of their armed forces of 1945, but they also have two of the highest standards of living in the world today.
比较之下，日本与西德在十五年以前是军事力量控制的军国主义的国家，现在他们的军事力量只有在十五年以前所有的一部分极小的部分，但是他们的生活水准可以是世界上最高的两个国家。
So you may ask the question, what happens if the forces of communism, which have used the power of the military to such advantage, prevail over those of the free world?Well, what then? Well, my answer is that this simply cannot be allowed to happen. We must keep ourselves militarily, economically, and morally prepared so that we can, in the long run, defeat any enemy that challenges our way of life.
有人就要问的问题，那么假如说是共产集团利用它强大军事力量，是不是能够克服自由世界呢？我的答复是，我们绝不能允许这个情形来发生。我们一定使我们自己在军事上、在经济上、在精神上，随时准备要抵抗这个任何敌人来侵略我们的生活。
Please note that I have emphasized three kinds of power: military, economic, and morale. We have seen that military power of itself will not deter an aggressor.So we must keep our economy so sound, so stable, with our free standards of living so high, that we show to the world at large there is simply no substitute for our democratic way of life. At the same time, we must remain firm in our moral resolve to stem the tide of this advancing slavery, using the threat of our armed force if necessary.
请注意我对于一个力量我的三大因素我都说明军事经济与精神我们以前也看到单单凭军事力量是不够抵抗侵略我们一定要使得我们自由国家的经济是非常的坚定非常的繁荣使得自由国家民主国家的生活的方式生活水准是非常的高使得任何的方式都不能替代它我们本身也一定要精神上来有确实的准备有信心来抵抗来毁灭任何侵略的力量在必要的时候我们用军事力量再说不迟
One final word of advice from one who has learned, as we say in America, the hard way. As a military man, don't ignore the other phases of life in your country. Learn something about industry. Remember that the shopkeeper on Shunshan Pelu and the man who works in the aluminum plant at Kaohsiung are both as important to your freedom as you yourself. Get acquainted with basic politics.both worldwide and local. For what goes on in the outside world may someday result in your receiving orders to prepare your unit for combat, or similarly, by the same token, may result in the lessening of the military load you are called upon to bear.
在一个几十年做军人的本人，我愿意给各位几句意见。第一，在做军人的时候，不要忘了学到其他社会方面的这种学问。第一，对于工业商业必须要有很多的了解，因为在中山北路一个商人，在高雄梨厂一个工人，他们对于自由的需要与了解与各位是相同的。对于国内外的经济的政治，各位一定要是研究与了解，因为也许在国外某一件发生的事情，可能影响到你的部队的开动与使用，也许可能使得各位军事力量的应用加强或是减轻。
And last but not least, learn something about your sister services. Today's warfare is no longer basically a land or basically sea or air. All elements are inextricably mixed, and well, they should be. The army will not survive without air and naval support. The navy can't stay at sea forever and must.Come to ports gained by our ground forces. And the air forces need the sea lanes to provide them the fuel and the land for their bases. We all need each other.
最后最重要的还是要了解你们的友军。现在的战争已经不是任何一个单单军种